Let's move on to a question about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public records law requires open access to county records for everyone, for all citizens. But making copies of records for use outside of the county offices can be expensive. For example, some computerized data have large database processing fees attached, and another example is that county court documents have high photocopy fees. How do you propose making county records as freely available as possible to the public?
I think the first thing you do is you look at and see precisely how much that photocopying is really costing the county in this particular case. I mean, obviously, I don't have a figure for precisely how much that's going to cost, but I think you look at that and you find out the true cost, and then you charge the citizen only the amount to cover those particular costs. I think to say that, yes, we have an open records law, but we're not going to provide the basic resources and access, I think, is you're trying to, you know, you are throwing out two competing objectives. Generating revenue and allowing access to the public. I think that there's a happy medium. What that precise number is, I don't know. However, the way that you figure out that number is you look at what the true cost is and you charge that individual accordingly.
Yes, and sometimes there are demands. How do I say this? There have been cases of people who just want to disrupt government activities in demanding public records, and clearly certain fee structures can help to balance out that kind of an equation. But by and large, people seem to be looking to resources like the internet and other resources just for knowing how their government is working.
Right.
It sounds to me like that's where you're coming from as well.
Yeah, I think that we have, in the year 2011, we have all kinds of technology and resources available that are intended to make the access of information as free and cheap as possible, as cheap and accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. So I think it would make sense to take advantage of the technology. I know that, for example, the county website has not been updated since like 1998. I mean, it's a very, very old, the county board and the outgoing county executive is very right in setting aside monies to update that, because not only is that going to provide, that's going to provide all kinds of information more accessible to the public, which can only be a good thing, and I think can go back to this question too to make the availability of information both accessible and cheap.